The baiting and feeding ban is one of five emergency rules that will go out for public hearings in March. Board members Stephen Willett and Jim Tiefenthaler both voted against a resolution approving those hearings. Both say they're not convinced the disease is spread by feeding, and both say they've been lobbied heavily by hunters who want the ban lifted. They say allowing feeding will encourage hunters to help reduce the size of the deer herd. But Department of Natural Resources veterinarian Julie Langenberg says there's good evidence that the disease is spread when deer gather around piles of feed. And she says even if test results find no new cases of the disease in the northern part of the state, it might still be spread from captive deer farms.
And until we know the status of our 950-plus farmed deer establishments, there is potential risk associated with those. And so I feel we need to continue to do what we can to prevent the establishment of the disease as until we can get a better handle on those potential risks.
Hunters will have a chance to weigh in on the feeding ban at hearings scheduled for mid-March. Also up for debate will be an extension of special hunting seasons in the area near Mount Horeb and a new rule that would allow the use of aircraft to hunt deer between December and April in the eradication zone, but only if the department determines that other efforts to stop the spread of the disease have failed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.